No, they definitely
Friday afternoon, the first Friday of August, was a busy day at the swimming pool at the Eco Modern Flats apartment complex close to the University of Arkansas campus. A few University of Arkansas students were walking around the pool, most of them in cardinal red shirts and khaki shorts. There were about three times as many high school students, some of them with their feet in the pool. Not a bad way to spend one of the last days before school starts, but there is more happening here than just a relaxing, lazy day.
We need Definition, the Nemesis, Solar Surfers, and Narwhal Nation. Woo!
That's Taylor Kitchens, an industrial engineer major at the University of Arkansas. She's calling for teams of the high school students to place homemade boats into the pool. This is the final day of an engineering summer academy at the U of A. These high school students have spent the past several days constructing solar-powered boats. One small problem on Friday, if you recall, last Friday was an overcast, very cloudy day. So does that matter when it comes to handheld styrofoam boats seeking the sun's help to be able to move across a pool?
And of course it matters, yes. Actually, we originally were expecting our endurance race, which is the race that is performed based on the charge of the batteries from the solar panels. It normally takes 20 to 25 minutes, and today it took 4.5. So if that kind of speaks to it, then yes, it does in fact affect it.
This camp lasted a week, and the campers enrolled in the mechanical and electrical engineering part of the camp have been busy getting their boats ready for this Friday afternoon plunge. Taylor Kitchens, just one of the mentors for the camp, says excitement had been building.
I definitely think it's really cool. This even wasn't something that I had ever heard of when I was their age. And so this is the fourth year that we've done the camp. It's based off of the collegiate competition Solar Splash, with which our College of Engineering actually participates in.
The University of Arkansas doesn't just compete in that collegiate Solar Splash competition, but for several years they've hosted schools from around the country for the international event. And the U of A has also developed a reputation for being one of the better schools when it comes to Solar Splash, having won the championship multiple times before.
It's absolutely a big part of our introduction the first day of camp to let them know that this is based entirely off of a college competition, and someday they could very well be in this position themselves.
The collegiate teams in the solar boat competition spend an entire academic year preparing their crafts to be ready. These high school students had about 51 fewer weeks to build a boat. Granted, these boats are smaller and require smaller charges, but Taylor says the campers at the U of A Engineering Summer Academy put in plenty of time.
But we keep our kids busy from 9 to 5 all 4 days, and they learn about the whole design, the solar panels, how to do circuits, how the insides of the boat mechanics work, and then they spend the first day just designing everything, and then the next 3 days building it. So we keep them very busy. So everyone, can you guys hear me up top? Okay, so Andrew already mentioned sometimes things don't go right with solar energy. Like, it's cloudy and we can't get much of it. So batteries are not charged enough for the endurance.
The clouds never broke Friday afternoon. In fact, a few sprinkles fell at times. So part of the solar competition had to be scrapped. Though a maze was set up in the pool so teams could still see the benefit of their week-long labor. Taylor Kitchen says finding out that there are bumps along the way is a valuable experience when working in engineering.
Oh, absolutely, and we have to convey that message to the students. Yesterday we came here to Eco Modern Flats to test the boats, and many of them didn't work, and the students were very frustrated. We had to communicate to them. It takes a lot of troubleshooting, a lot of just messing with the parts, really thinking about why things work the way they do, and did you connect it up correctly, and could it be an electrical issue or a mechanical issue just based on what they did. So we spent just a lot of time working with the students and trying to figure out exactly what was going wrong today and yesterday. And now almost every boat, I think 9 out of 10, have worked completely well, so, which is great.
Your motor wouldn't turn, like it quit turning now. And your servo got weaker and weaker.
The mentors kept working with the high school campers, even though the clouds stayed.
And they can take their solar panels home and plug them up to a voltmeter and see, oh my gosh, they really do work when it's sunny. So, because there's no reason. Like, the solar panels work. They did everything right. It has nothing to do with the kids. It has to do with Mother Nature.
Taylor Kitchens was one of the mentors for last week's Engineering Summer Academy at the University of Arkansas. She talked to us Friday afternoon at the Eco Modern Flats apartment complex swimming pool as the campers tested their solar-powered boats, that they built last week. This is Ozarks at Large.
Do we need to take our boat back upstairs?
No, I need to.